I could care less about that.
Well, we
got
to ask. It means a lot to you.
No. I'm glad it means a lot to them, but I think it's about this team, and this team really fights. You know, this team fights, and no matter what is said about this team continues to show up every week and fight, and I think that's what makes me most proud of this team and being associated with this team. You know, Wheaton, it's kind of the same as TJ. You know, they have good poise. They're smart guys. They've played in games before. It's not like their first rodeo. You know, the guy's been in games, you know. So he studies hard. He prepares. He's a pro. He acts like a pro. He carries himself like a pro. He is a pro. And so, look, you know, I'm not sure he has the whole offense down pat, but he has enough to be able to go in there and function, and that's a credit to him and a credit to our offensive coaching staff. Yeah. Yeah, I would say to you about Jalen that a lot of that is me. You know, I think that he's really improved every week. Even the times when he was inactive, you know, I felt like that was touch and go whether he would be active or not, because he really practiced well on the practice field. You know, he in the Jet week when we were getting ready for the Jets, he did a great job on a show team. He really knows our offense. He's lost about 20 pounds since he stepped in here, and give the kid a lot of credit. He's really worked hard to get to where he's at now. Yeah, I think it goes back to what I was saying to Mark. I mean, I think he's poised. I think he knows enough of the offense to be able to function, so he knew the third down plays. He made a nice completion there to Hopkins, I think, during that drive. And, you know, he just kept the drive going. I think one of the keys was we were able to not always, you know, it didn't always look pretty, but we were able to run the ball. We were able to mix the run in there, and I think that helped us be in manageable third downs where we could, you know, convert. Oh, yeah, he plays it. I mean, he is the quarterback coach. He does a great job. He's a very bright guy. He's obviously played the position, so he understands the mentality of a quarterback. He's a very bright guy, so he knows each guy and what they're comfortable with. You know, he gets to know him right away. So give George Gotsi a lot of credit. Yeah, I felt bad, Aaron, when he fumbled because I thought he was running well. He had good pad level. You know, last week he didn't play mostly because he was banged up. He was dealing with a rib deal coming into that game, and so didn't practice much during the week. And this week he practiced really well. And, you know, we talked last night. We knew that he was a guy that was going to get the ball. And he other than the fumble, I thought he ran really, really hard and broke tackles, had good pad level, took care of the ball after the fumble, and did a good job for us today. You know, I'm not able to give you any specific update other than, you know, I would say that both of those guys probably be out for Tennessee.
And, do you think Warrior's going to be able to come back?
I don't know that yet, John. I wouldn't be able to answer that.
If he doesn't, do you have to sign another quarterback?
Well, we got, we have a number of different ways we could go. We have Brandon Whedon. We have George Gotsi. He's still got eligibility left. We got Shane Leckler. We have, not Cecil probably, but we have the Wildcat, which I know you guys are in love with. So, yeah, we have a number of different ways we can go.
Okay, what did you think about this when you guys started the game of
offense? Say that again.
What do you think about the way you guys started the game of offense?
What do you mean?
Well, you guys started
the turnover. Yeah, no, it's terrible. I mean, what do you want me to say? I mean, you can't turn a ball over like that. You know, we're lucky that didn't lead to more points. And I think that's where you really, you know, give our defense a lot of credit. I mean, these guys really played hard, did a good job of – maybe they gave up some yards here and there, but overall they got off the field on third down and really give our defense a lot of credit because they really kept us in the game in the first half.
Did you talk about the hit Joseph made on Waylon and then
that was a great play. You know, I was on the far sideline from where I was standing, but I could tell it was somewhat of a trap look, and he did a really good job of disrupting the ball, and we worked on that a lot in practice, and finally we were able to get one, and then – K-Jack's right there to scoop it up. It was really a good play. Yeah, I think that's what I was saying at the beginning. I mean, love coaching this team. You know, they work hard. You know, we demand a lot of these guys from the meetings to the practice. To the post-practice meetings, to the walkthroughs, it's an intense environment, and These guys are tough. They're resilient. It hasn't always gone great for us during the year, but overall they kept fighting. They kept fighting today, and very, very proud of this team.
You have used now 7 or 8 quarterbacks the last 2 years, all of them that built you win and want to start. What do you guys do that, like, we didn't win in Dallas, and you said one of this offense is Chinese backward. What is it you guys do to get these guys home?
I think you have to ask the players that, John, really. All I can tell you is that we do have an idea what we're doing when we coach that position. We've learned from a lot of different guys that we've coached. We've learned from a lot of different guys that we've coached for. And so, you know, we try to get to know the guy and feel and you know, see what the guy's comfortable with play-wise, protection-wise, route-wise, all those different things. And then we just try to do the best job we can. And, again, George Gotsi gets a lot of credit for that. He's done a good job with these guys throughout the last 2 years.
Rick Bell's biggest victory is you got to keep winning.
Yeah.
Close this thing out. Have you already given that message?
Yeah, I mean, we just talked in there. You know, I told him I'd give him tonight to celebrate, but we have to move on tomorrow at noon. You know, you got a busy week. You got Christmas, and, you know, I'm a huge fan of Christmas, so I'm looking forward to Christmas. And so, you know, you have some potential distractions. And what's most important for us right now, with all due respect to Christmas, is Tennessee. And so I think we have a fun flight home, but we got to turn the page and get moving on to Tennessee here.
So you're saying Christmas is a distraction?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, in my book. I just speak in my opinion. Not my mom's about to kill me if she's watching this. No, be Victory Friday. We will potentially give them Christmas off. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think, again, you give the defense a lot of credit there. You know, they were able to really bow up and make some plays there, and I think you really just have to give those guys a lot of credit. I mean, they were resilient. They set the edge, set the wall in the running game for the most part. They maybe gave up some passes here and there, but in the end they got off the field on third down. And we have to do a better job overall of playing field position football, which we didn't in the first half. Did a little bit better job in the second half, and we have to really continue to do that. Yeah. I think it's more about pro football. I think I'll speak for George too on this one. Though we've both been trained in this league that, you know, that's the way it is. You have 46 guys, and if something happens to one guy, regardless of the position, that other guy better be prepared, and you better have prepared that guy to step up and play. And I think that's just the mentality. You know, that's the way it is. These guys are pros; they get paid to do this, and they have to be ready to go. Yeah, we have to, you know, again, I think it has a lot to do with the field position, though. When you're kicking from backed up, and, you know, it's just very, very difficult because you have a double-edged sword there, because that's an area where the punt return team can go after a block. So you have to protect first. So then your coverage suffers because you're not down the field. You're not able to release. Maybe it's an 8-man front. You can't release like you want to. So I think that all has to do with the field position offensively, making sure that we drive the ball better than we did, more consistently. And then, you know, obviously we have to work on punt coverage. That's something we have to really work on this week. But I think there's a lot that goes into that.